Case number 12988, William Powell seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Parker Road. The 911 address is 38481 Parker Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 333, Map 15, Parcel 21.09. The applicant is seeking a 2.6-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing pole building. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
You may come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
This is William Powell, 9286 Layfield Woods Drive, Delmar, Maryland.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Is this? Oh, it's on.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good to go.
Okay, so in 2018, my wife and I purchased this property. There was no pole barn on it. It was August of 2018. October 2018, we hired a contractor to construct a 24 by 24 pole barn, concrete floor with an overhang, open air on the back side. We were told by the contractor we were good, we were in compliance with everything, assumed everything was good, that finished the work. Fast forward to July of this year, we put the house up for sale. First time home buyers came in, young couple, to purchase the home. We found out that the right front corner of the pole barn was into the setback. It basically goes back to right on the line for the setback. This was 2 days before settlement. So we put some money in escrow for them. We went ahead through with the settlement because they were, again, a young couple, wanted the house. I offered to come plead this case because it was under my watch when it happened. We had no idea. That's kind of the gist of it. We were absolutely stunned when we found that out. They also told us, not that this matters, but the 24 by 24 should have fell under the 600 square foot, so we should have been okay. And apparently that overhang is considered square foot. We found out after the fact. So that's where we're at in a nutshell with it.
So it's the overhang that encroaches?
No, it's actually the front right corner
okay.
of the property. Actually, the pole barn's like right here. And they built it at an angle. Had they built it straight, wouldn't be here talking to you right now. But if you kind of from the road looking at it, you can't really tell. Like I said, we had no idea. But with the first time home buyers, they had to get a survey. And that's when we found out. So. Because we had had surveys done for septic and everything. Nobody ever told us anything. Or we would have handled this 6 years ago. Or tried to handle it. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, it's right there.
Oh, sorry. So it's right here on this corner, and it actually goes back to Eden. This is all commercial. This is a gun range here. But
you may want to turn that microphone on for him.
Sorry. So it's the right front corner looking at the structure. And it goes back to basically even on the setback. It goes from 2.5 foot to nothing.
So your lot's sort of at an angle
yes.
compared to your house?
Yes. And like I said, this is a commercial gun range over here. So there's no neighborhood. Obviously, by looking at it, it's not a neighborhood. There's no HOA. We never had any complaints about it. I've talked to the gun owner, or the gun range owners multiple times. They never said anything about it. They even had surveys done, and we were never told.
Where's the well and the septic?
Where's the picture? Okay. Well is right here. Septic's over here. Drain field here. So nothing could have been built there. They actually tried to start building it there when they came out that day. Thank God I was home, or I'd have had a whole lot bigger issues.
Right. Who built the building for you?
Don't marvel pole buildings.
And Is there a homeowners association?
No, it's no neighborhood at all. There's, I think there's only six or seven houses on that whole road.
Okay.
But to rectify underneath that square footage, they would have to take the whole overhang off, and the bad part of the overhang is there's an upstairs loft that goes out over it. It would be quite pricey for them.
Sure.
Yeah, the house is small. It didn't have storage, so we had to build the thing, because we downsized to put kids through college. So, not that that pertains to this, sorry, but.
Questions, anybody?
So is that a vegetative buffer along your, the line?
That's a ditch.
It's a ditch?
It's an actual ditch that the gun range owns, yes.
Gotcha.
Yep. And we were good for that setback. We were plenty good for that.
And it doesn't, it's just private ditch, doesn't need to be maintained or anything?
No, they don't cut it or anything. No, it's, in fact, from that pink line to the yellow line where it starts, back down where you can't see, they actually closed that in and put a culvert in so they could drive across it.
Mr. Sharp?
Norwood, I just want to make sure I'm right. It looks like we need a 2.6-foot variance from the south side for the pole building on the, I guess, the west side of that. And then on the east side, it looks like it projects somewhat into the setback, but I don't know how much that is.
Yeah,
did you get that?
I got about 14 feet, so about a foot, another foot variance.
Another foot. So 1 foot on the one side and 2.6 on the other. Okay. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation,
yes,
sir?
That's all I've got. Yes.
You may have.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12988 for Mr. William Powell. Entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12988 for William Powell for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. I don't believe that this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye too. So they vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Next case.
Case number 12989, Sierra Village, seeks variances.